Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, April 9th. You'll be interested to know, 24 years ago, today, in 2001, American Airlines officially completed its acquisition of Transworld Airlines, resulting in the formation of the world's largest airline. This significant merger marked a pivotal moment in the aviation industry, reshaping competition and expanding service offerings for millions of passengers across the globe. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Wednesday in Encinitas and North County. It's looking clean this morning with knee-high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 2 to 3 feet throughout the morning, providing excellent conditions. Expect the winds to remain sideshore at just 2 mph, keeping the surface nice and smooth. As the day progresses, watch for the winds to shift onshore later, creating some bumps in the afternoon. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with a 4-foot incoming high tide, when the west-northwest swell is 1.5 feet at 14 seconds, and the sideshore wind is 2 mph. The first tide Wednesday will be 0 foot at midnight a.m. with a 0 foot tide at midnight. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 62 degrees for the water temperature. Thursday through Saturday presents a mix of conditions. Thursday starts with clean 2 to 3 feet waves, ideal for beginners. Friday sees a slight increase to 3 to 4 feet, with fair to choppy conditions by afternoon. Saturday peaks at 4 to 6 feet, featuring clean mornings but shifting to fair and choppy later. Overall, a solid period for varying skill levels, especially early sessions. This morning, there's patchy fog, and it feels like 59 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 7:17, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:25. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog early this morning, clearing up by mid-morning, leading to mostly sunny skies and a high near 63 with a light breeze. Tonight, expect partly cloudy conditions with a low around 54 and calm winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies Thursday and Friday with highs near 65 and 66, respectively. Nights will be partly cloudy with lows around 55. Saturday will be partly sunny, high near 62, and Sunday brings mostly sunny skies, high near 61. Patchy fog will occur at night. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Diablo Canyon, California's only remaining nuclear power plant, is set to begin decommissioning in 2029, but it is now integrating artificial intelligence. Pacific Gas and Electric announced the deployment of an artificial intelligence tool, Neutron Enterprise, designed to assist workers with extensive technical documents. This initiative marks the first on-site generative AI deployment at a U.S. nuclear facility. While Neutron Enterprise aims to enhance efficiency, concerns remain about the potential risks of AI in this sensitive environment. Lawmakers are calling for stricter regulations to ensure safety as AI technologies evolve in the nuclear sector. Now on to sports. In a shocking move, the Denver Nuggets have fired head coach Michael Malone and general manager Calvin Booth just days before the 2025 NBA playoffs. Malone, who led the franchise to its first-ever NBA championship 2 years ago, was dismissed with 3 games remaining in the regular season amid a 4-game losing streak. ESPN's Shams Charania reported the news, leaving the NBA community in disbelief. David Adelman has been named the interim head coach, with superstar Nikola Jokic vying for his 4th NBA Most Valuable Player award. The team's direction is uncertain as they battle for playoff positioning. Stay tuned for updates. In local sports, last night in Sacramento, the Friars stumbled against the Athletics, losing 10-4. Despite Machado's mammoth homer in the first, Harris plagued San Diego as Gurriel and Wilson capitalized for the A's. Springs snagged the win, while Cease took the loss after allowing 9 earned runs. The Padres' record now sits at 9-3, as the Athletics improved to 5-7. The Friars look to bounce back in the next matchup. This afternoon, the Padres take on the Athletics at 12:35. Randy Vasquez, sporting a 1.69 ERA, faces off against Osvaldo Beto. In basketball last night, the Lakers fell to the Oklahoma City Thunder, 120-136, at the Paycom Center. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander led the Thunder with 42 points. The Lakers shot 70% from the field, but struggled with 19 turnovers. The team's record now stands at 48-30, maintaining their position in first place. Tonight, the Lakers face off against the Dallas Mavericks, who are 38-41 at the American Airlines Center. Tip-off is at 4:30. Tomorrow night, the Kings at 44-24-9 take on the Ducks in the City of Angels. Adrian Kempe, leading with 36 goals, looks to dominate against the Ducks, who are 34-36-8. In top news, a groundbreaking study reveals a hidden component of the human immune system that could be a goldmine for new antibiotics. Researchers from the Weizmann Institute of Science in Israel discovered that proteasomes, which recycle old proteins, also produce peptides that combat bacterial infections. When these peptide-producing abilities were suppressed, bacterial infections thrived, highlighting their critical role. The team identified a control unit called PSME3 that enhances the production of these bacteria-fighting peptides, suggesting a new pathway for personalized treatments. While experts caution that practical applications are years away, this discovery opens exciting possibilities for medical advancements. In business news, in a surprising shift, President Donald Trump has instructed the Justice Department to disband its Cryptocurrency Crime Investigation Unit, known as the National Cryptocurrency Enforcement Unit. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche stated that the Justice Department is not a digital assets regulator and criticized the previous administration's approach to regulation. Established in 2021, the unit investigated fraudulent cryptocurrency operations and cybercrimes. Despite Trump's past opposition to cryptocurrencies, he has recently embraced the industry, issuing pardons related to crypto violations and launching his own meme coin. Critics argue this move opens the door for exploitation, while some advocates welcome the focus on genuine offenders. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 5% to $76,000. Ethereum is down 10% to just over $1,400. And Goatsys Maximus is down 4% to 3 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency, also known as DOGE, plans to hold a hackathon next week to create a mega API for accessing Internal Revenue Service data, according to reports from Wired. The goal is to transfer this data to a cloud platform, potentially a third-party one, serving as the agency's red center. The hackathon will involve dozens of IRS engineers in Washington, D.C., aiming to complete the API in just 30 days. However, one IRS employee stated that this timeline is not technically possible and could cripple the IRS. Concerns about the project's feasibility have been raised, highlighting a lack of experience among its orchestrators. And in entertainment news, in a surprising turn, Brad Pitt is set to reprise his role as the colorful stuntman Cliff Booth in a follow-up to Quentin Tarantino's acclaimed film Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. This time, David Fincher will take the helm as director, utilizing a script penned by Tarantino himself. The project will be developed at Netflix, where Fincher has a first-look deal. While details remain scarce, it is unclear if Leonardo DiCaprio will return as fading star Rick Dalton. The original film, released in 2019, grossed $377 million worldwide, showcasing Booth's thrilling escapades. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American tennis player and activist, Arthur Ashe. And he said, "Start where you are. Use what you have. Do what you can." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.